Welcome to Extraordinary Perspectives. I'm the extraordinary host, Tino Hove. Yes, I call myself Extraordinary Cass. You can catch me on Instagram and watch the live feed of this show on @TheTinoHove. So @_TinoHove. Or catch me on YouTube. It's just Tino Hove, and check out the recorded feed. I've got Kasaka here with me, and we are talking about sexuality in an African context. Kasaka, do you want to tell us a bit about yourself, and let us know if you want to do a quick advertisement for your page, too.
Hi, I'm Kasaka. I'm a sex-positive female. I feel like everyone should be open to their sexuality, and honestly, unless it's affecting other people, do what you want to do. That's okay. Really my perspective. And you can follow me on my Instagram. It's @miskatengo.fit. MISSKATENGO.FIT.
Cool. Oh, wow. So we're just basically talking on my end. I was talking about our ability to keep a moral standard. So if society doesn't protect itself and its cultural beliefs, then how do we maintain a culture? Doesn't the culture just corrupt and degrade itself then?
Culture is problematic. There are things about it, it's so romanticized and idealized. There are things about culture, like female genital mutilation is a cultural thing. So should we keep that because it's part of the culture? Is that something that you're going to go die on the hill for?
Well, no. Okay. I think we also need to take into account the fact that, as you say, if it's not hurting anyone, but sexuality can start hurting people, though.
How?
Well, look at how rampant HIV and AIDS is in Africa. Look at how rampant untreated. How about unplanned pregnancy? Unplanned pregnancy.
People aren't. The thing is, people are so.
You might also have a question. On your life.
Some people need policing, otherwise they'll have no morals at all.
Exactly. Some people need policing, otherwise they will have no morals.
You create your own judge and jury, and like you decide that, oh, I'm going to police this, and this is specifically what I want to police. And that's, you have no right to do that.
I think you have every right to do that. Because, look, you don't just come up magically with your judge and jury thing, right? It's something that you actually sit down and decide
We're gonna ignore this and go back to the HIV thing, because like people like to throw that, like they like to throw it up in there, like, oh, what about HIV? What about unwanted pregnancies? If we weren't afraid of sex, because Africans are so afraid of sex, we create this fear around sex where children don't even ask about sex, where they have this belief that if you hug someone too long, they're gonna get pregnant, you know? Like, I feel like children need to start early learning about sex, because I think you don't have to tell them the exact, like, you don't have to tell them the gory details of sex, but you need to be able to educate them where they're not afraid of it, but they're informed, and it's not this huge celebration around losing your virginity, of this huge fear around, like, virginity. Because I feel like if we weren't afraid of sex, we'd be able to have sex ed in schools. There's several. I was privileged to go to a school where we were one of the schools in the province that was allowed to have sex ed, and our sex ed was so mediocre. I knew way more about sex than my sex ed teacher was teaching me.
Yeah, but I guess you also have to consider what are they trying to teach, right?
So they scare you. They show you pictures of STIs. That's not really how you should teach sex ed.
Well, if they don't show you the pictures, you don't know what you're scared of.
Why are you scaring them? You need to teach them to protect themselves. At the end of the day, they need to learn to protect themselves. And then you need to teach them first that sex is a beautiful thing.
Is then it, though?
Yes, it is.
That's how babies are made?
It joins people together. It's like, it creates connections. And it also relieves stress. You know, it's good for your health. So, I mean,
it's good for your skin?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. What's the question?
No, it's just they just agreed and said exactly. Thank you.
Okay, so here's where you're losing me.
Mm-hmm.
It's do you agree that sex is a big deal?
Depends.
Okay, what's the specification? How do you decide which one's a big deal and which one's not?
I think sex is valuable. It's important.
Okay.
But I think this glorification of sex turns it into a commodity, you know, where like men feel like they have a right to like your body and the right to sex. They're like,
wait, why are you targeting men? Don't women share the same beliefs?
No, Not really. Not in my perspective. That's what I'm going to say. But have you been on Twitter lately where men are like, oh, because we're not having sex, that's why men are aggressive, and that's why men end up murdering women. And it's like, it's not our job to, I won't cuss, but to be sexually intimate with you in order to prevent you from stopping crime. Like, now suddenly no. We're in the, like, vagina Avengers.
No. The like, vagina Avengers. Okay. So what I'm saying here isn't that it's your job to do anything, but what that person may have been saying, it doesn't mean what he's saying is not true.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You need to separate.
Are you playing devil's advocate?
No,
right
no,
now?
No. Separate what is mm-hmm. said for its merit, right? For its actual merit.
What's
right?
its merit?
If someone's saying men are being violent or whatever because they're not, that might actually be true because they've got all this pent up energy that needs to be released somewhere. Right, it's a valid statement. They're not mm-hmm. saying that mm-hmm. women are obligated to have sex with men. They're just saying that because men
so
aren't having
go
sex,
to the
this
gym.
Is what's going on.
This is not our business. It's not our job to sleep with you into like to turn you into better people through like our vaginas. It's not our job.
It's
like,
not okay.
So sex should be out of the picture. Same, you can say men have see a therapist. If you have that much aggression inside, see a therapist. Go to anger management.
See a therapist. Okay. So if we're going to say see a therapist, and the therapist tells you to have more sex, and then?
Have you been to therapy?
I don't. I'm an African man. We're told that therapy is not a good idea, so I kind of keep that
problematic
one to myself.
Problematic things about traditions and African traditions, where they tell you can't cry, you can't show your emotions, you can't be telling. It's also like, okay, so I stumbled across this 45-minute voice note. I don't know why. I got so stuck on it. I got 3 minutes in and I realized it was a voice note. I realized that wasn't the time it was sent. It was actually a 45-minute voice note. And it was about traditional teachings before women get married. And this lady was basically talking about how, like, when you get married, your husband is basically your child. And even though you have a child, you should be able to breastfeed while having sex. How impractical is that? And that just sounds all shades of pervert. Why are you breastfeeding while having sex? That makes no sense. But that's what people are being taught.
Wait, they said you should breastfeed while sex. Like, you should be breastfeeding while
sex. You should be able to
breastfeed
while having sex.
That's not okay.
Exactly.
I've also just realized that only one mic is on.
Wow. Okay.
It just hit me. So we're going to share the mic. Hey, now you can see us both better.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah. So, I just need to figure out which one it is so I can. Okay. That's better. Now, if we're talking about the ability to be openly sexual,
mm-hmm.
okay, what do you think the basis of sexuality in African society is? Why do you think it's policed the way it's policed?
Because of religion, unfortunately, I guess fortunately and unfortunately, it's all based on religion. It's this morality that if you have sex, it's this. Outside of marriage, there's this idea that sex should only be reserved for in marriage.
Well, why do you think that idea is there?
The Bible. Like, literally, that's all you're taught in Sunday school, that you're going to get married. And your grandparents, for me, I had, like, people in my family pounded into my head that, like, eventually you're going to get married, and then you'll be able to have sex and have babies. Basically, they didn't even have say the word sex, but you know once they say babies, it means sex. Like, how else are the babies going to happen?
Okay, here's my view here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the reason sex is so politicized is because of everything that comes with it. Okay?
Like what?
Well, there's feelings. Right, these
not all the time. There's this idea that, like, once you have sex, people are suddenly gonna fall in love. Sometimes people just want to have sex, they just want to release tension. There's no strings, no complications. People just want to smush parties.
Okay, so are you denying that they're okay? Which one's the majority? Is it the majority that people just want to have sex for having sex, or is the majority that they want to have sex?
I don't create fake statistics, so I'm not gonna start throwing statistics into the air.
What's your opinion?
In my opinion, I think because people have the idea of wanting love and relationships, a lot of people have sex in a relationship because they think it's sacred. But
and
there's also
not.
The other side. I mean, sex doesn't always have to be complicated. That's the thing.
Okay.
It doesn't always have to be complicated.
Okay. So simplify it for me. So you're saying that all sex is, and anyone who's watching, let me know what you think. Kasaka here is saying, Sean Sanity, listen up. You just joined Art Is My Life. Kasaka is saying that all sex is two people smashing bodies together.
Consensually.
Mm-hmm. And that there is absolutely no consequence to that, and it should be done freely with no one telling other people how to do it.
Let's edit that. Two people should be smushing bodies consensually, responsibly, and whatever happens afterwards is your business. If there's feelings, there's feelings. If there's no feelings, there's no feelings. But be open. And so responsibility means you're open. Responsibility okay. means telling the person you're sleeping with that this is what I'm looking for. I want more of a commitment while we have intercourse. Or, yo, I just want this to be sex alone.
And what... Okay, so that being said, we're saying that if we're not going to police
mm-hmm.
how sex is conducted, how does society protect itself?
From what? You're acting like sex is this big bad...
It's not a big bad wolf, but it is a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree? It's not a big bad wolf. It's just a wolf.
Sex is sex.
So the wolf is the wolf,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
Wolves can be friendly.
Mm-hmm. The friendly wolf.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if someone told you, hey, yo, I got a wolf, but it's friendly, you know, just come in. Would you come in?
What if they thought it was a wolf, but it's just a husky and huskies are cute?
You're from Africa, yeah? Yeah. Let's say, like, someone's like, yo, I got this big dog here. It's a husky in my yard, but it don't bite.
I love dogs, so I feel like that's
bite.
Not even,
bite.
Like, that's, okay.
But it don't bite.
But I see where you're going, so
okay.
I'm gonna, like, give you. I think this idea that, like, oh, it's suddenly good. It's not sex. Lying and, like, not being aware and being afraid of... People are so afraid of being tested. Like, people literally go and having raw, unprotected relations with people who they barely know and saying, like, oh, I'm going to have them get tested because I'm too afraid to get tested. And if they have an STI, then I have an STI and that's how I'm going to find out. That's ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
Go, like, it's
is
your body.
Is my voice that loud? Like, I'm
yes,
looking at
is.
The rates
you,
there.
You
know,
are
like.
Yelling.
All right, I'm going to be more calm.
But the thing is, okay, it's your body. The same way you would go if you had a fever. You should go if you're,
so
every 3 months.
So the
whether
same,
you have, like, every 3 months,
okay,
just go get tested.
Would, if you had a fever,
mm-hmm.
right, would you just go to anyone and be like, hey, yo, I got this fever here.
You go to a doctor. Why are you telling all your friends that you have a fever?
Exactly.
Your friends' doctors.
Okay, exactly. That's the same concept. When you're out here and you need to have sex, you shouldn't just be going on and having sex with just anyone.
Your peoples are...
Okay. So my peoples... Also, at the Tino Hove, for anyone who just joined on Kasaka's feed, @_TinoHove, catch more of this. Follow me and my YouTube channel, Tino Hove. Okay. I believe you always give a little part of you every single time you have sex with someone. Doesn't matter if someone said they have feelings, at the end of the day, everyone feels. Okay, so Art Is My Life. So at Art Is My Life, just
mm-hmm.
Hit us up with that. What do you think, Kasaka?
I think this is... I have such a problem with this statement. Even that statement where people say, like, oh, sex is a spiritual... Like, you bind spiritually. It scares people out of sex. I don't think it happens like that for everyone. And the thing is, you lose a piece of yourself if you're emotionally connected, I think. Because you lose a connection with someone if the sex stops. So
mm-hmm.
if I'm in love with someone, right?
Okay.
And we have sex.
Okay.
And when we break up, we break off the relationship and the sex stops.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean I lost myself because of sex. I lost myself because of the emotion. Because I've been in relationships where I wasn't having sex with someone, but I was in love with them. And when it ended, I still felt like I lost a part of myself for a while.
So why do marriages sometimes fail if there's no sex?
I think that's
not that
it's
big
a
of
communication
a deal.
Thing, because if I want sex and you, like, hold off,
okay,
and you haven't told me, like, okay, I will respect the fact that you want to hold off sex,
okay.
But if I, like, at a certain point, I want sex, you can't, like,
really, you have to respect the fact that someone also has their needs as well. And you need to communicate it. I'm not going to take the sex from you, but I want you to be able to, like, satisfy my needs everywhere, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Like, you're supposed to fulfill your partner's needs.
So sex is a need?
Yes, it's important. It's a physical need.
So if sex is a physical need, and we go back to the statement that you're like, oh, why on earth are men saying that this thing happens
you
when they don't have
though.
Sex?
You could masturbate, though.
Someone help me here.
I mean...
Sean, Sanity here. Say something.
Like,
I guess not. I guess I'm on my own.
Exactly. You have no support to your basis. Like, it's part of every... Like, it's healthy to want sex.
Okay.
It's a healthy part of life. And it's also healthy to be asexual. Don't come for me, guys. But, like...
Asexual?
Yes. Like, not be... Not have any, like, sexual attraction. It's healthy as well.
Okay.
Like,
go on.
There's a huge part of the spectrum of life. It's like... People have needs that they need fulfilled. And if sex is a need for you that you need fulfilled, you need to tell your partner. Because
okay.
At the end of the day, when you care about someone, it's not just going to be about the physical. But it's
mm-hmm.
If it's important to you, it's important to you. You can't pretend it's not important to you.
Okay, that's cool. And you're saying that we need to be more open about sex within our society. And at least in
yes.
Africa.
You need to be open about sex, about what it means to you, about who you are.
So what happens when we're open about it? Okay, so let's say that
mm-hmm.
you pull a Thanos and you snap your finger.
I've never watched that movie, but okay.
Did I just spoil Avengers for you? Okay, I'll stop. Okay,
cool.
You snap your fingers
mm-hmm.
and then suddenly...
That's not gonna happen, but I like where we're going with this fictional
thing
mm-hmm.
with this role play.
Yes, keep going.
And then suddenly Africa is open about sex.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? What's next? So what's the impact?
Suddenly, girls won't be ashamed. Girls won't be pulled out of school because they're pregnant. And do you know how phenomenal that would be? Like, just because you get pregnant, girls will be more educated and they'll be able to openly say they want protection. Be more open to everyone's sexuality and sexual preferences. Oh, yes, Johnny Fit. Did you see that? Once it's open, people will be more open to people's sexuality and sexual preferences. Because why are people still being jailed for being, like, homosexual in Zambia? It's crazy.
The question still stands as to then what? And then what happens?
People
Let's say this happens, and
then
what happens?
We have bigger problems. I feel like why are resources being used to arrest people for being homosexual when they could be used to, like, build hospitals, build roads, mind your business. What, like, I was talking to my friend about this. Literally, when people get into the room, however many people it is,
mm-hmm.
orgy, just two people.
Mm-hmm.
Once they close the door, everyone who's out, it's not your business anymore because the door is closed. You literally are not gonna go in and barge in because it's not your business. It's not your place.
Okay.
You knock to enter because it's not your place to be.
All
right. See.
Cool. Well, for the sake of the radio show, that's on 101.5 UMFM, we're going to wrap up the radio show segment of this. We're going to continue with our live feed here. But for those who are listening in here, Kasaka, what are the last things you want to say to those who are listening in for the radio feed here?
For the radio feed?
Except follow @_TinoHove for more. Go on.
All I'm saying is, we need to have better priorities in policing people's sexuality and sex lives. If they're not hurting people, it doesn't matter. But if they are hurting women, children,
mm-hmm.
hurting men too.
Our feelings matter.
Yes.
We
men's
are not
lives
trash.
Matter. I doubt it. Still trash. But anyway, just let's all worry about the bigger things. Let's not worry about policing people's lives in the bedroom.
Okay, and that is Extraordinary Perspectives on 101.5 UMFM.